here, holding up Ches, Yom Dalet, Yom Tav. The Omer observed, there it says like this. Omer Shmuel, Lidein Sakin. Let's say somebody takes a knife, and he gets it red hot, like he gets it hot in fire. Lidein Sakin. Rashi says means bor in fire. Loshen Chomim Nikro Libun, Loshen Aloyes Kerim, the Admoisai. Kids, you make your knife, the blade of it, red hot. V'shochat bo, and then he takes this knife and he makes a shkita with it. So Bzeira says, Omer Shmuel, that shkitos ekshera. Still the shkita is kosher. Rashi says, the chiddush is that you should not say, sreifa izu, v'loi shkita. Maybe it's called, he burned this simonim, did not cut it. No, still we say it's called cutting. Mora says, why? Chiduda koidim libuna. Because the sharpness of the knife, that still cuts it before it burns it. Rashi says, Matim u'maya lachtoich, it cuts it first, koidim she yischave habehema minor, before like it burns from the red hot knife. That's the chiddush. If it would have burnt it first, that's not called a shchita. Shchita means you have to cut this simon and not burn them. But here we say it cuts it first. So more still we ask why we could study him. There's the sides of the knife. That the chur that burns. Rashi has we could study him. The sakin sheke shenichnas latoich hachetach. Koidim shetishochet roiv hasimonim hi serefes es hasimonim. Venim sesinis refes koidim shchita. Shrei veshet nukuvose b'mashu. The veshet, the windpipe, one small hole in it makes it a treifa. So here, when you started to cut this simonim, even if you want to say the sharpness of it cuts first, but the sides of the knife goes and burns like the rest of the simonim. So here, the simon is burnt before you finish the shchita. So it shouldn't be worse as if there's a neck, if there's a hole in the veshet in the windpipe before you finish the shchita. But the question I have, we could start them, there's the sides of the knife, that touches the simonim, that should like burn the simonim. So Mora says, no, Beis HaShchita Mirvach Rovach. The Beis HaShchita itself is like, it's wide. When it cuts, it's like, it's wide. In other words, like it's like you take a string and you stretch it. So when you start to cut it there, it opens up very wide. So the kids said the sides of the knife do not touch the simonim. But rather, as soon as it's cut, it opens up so wide that the knife does not touch the sides. So that's why the shrit is kosher. It's called Beis HaShritam. The simonim themselves, Mirvach Ravach, becomes wide since there's so much pressure that pulled so much that when you cut it, it just widens open. Rashi says, Misrachev HaChatachi, the cutting widens open on the sides of the knife and it doesn't touch the simonim. So that's from Zerah Mishmul's Kiddush. Now Ibolu, I have a question like this. Ibolu, what's going to be Libun Shvud? Let's say you took a Shvud, took this spit, this piece of metal, and you made it red hot. And then Vehiko Boy, and then you hit somebody. Rashi says as Odom, Maka B'Koch, you hit somebody strong with this red hot spit. So, Mishum Shchin Nidun Boy, or Mishum Michve Nidun. What is it called, Mishum Shchin? Rashi says, Linyan Negoyim. The first to come on, that Shchin, Rashi says, Bo'ay Deichoyim, Shemechamein Machmas Koyach Hako. That he hits somebody and starts to boil up there, get burnt out, that could cause the skin to become a Shchin. O Michve Bo, Machmas Or, Amol, the skin is burnt because of the fire. So, here, V'hocho Di'iko Tavayu, B'hai Minar Dininiloi. Here, when you hit this person with this metal, red-hot metal, so two things happen to the skin there. First of all, it actually burns because of the heat. And secondly, it like bangs up, it gets hot because of the bang. So one has hilchos shchin on it, and one has hilchos michva, two different halachas, we'll soon see. So which halacha do we call it? So Mor said, l'mayinaf mina, what's the difference? Rashi says, what's the difference? Beis adov acholuk, what's the difference between a din michva or a din shchin? So Mor says, yes, like the time you learn like this. Shchin o michva mitamin b'shevu echad. It's true, whether a person has a shchin on his body or whether he has a michva, is both mitamin b'shevu echad. B'shnei simonim. They both have the same two simonim. B'seyelovon u'v'soyen. With white hair, seyelovon. U'v'soyen if it spreads. Seyelovon with white hair. U'v'soyen if it spreads out. Hashasein bo hesker asheni kumashikosa bisesa pachas. Yeah. If it doesn't spread, v'loy poshah shavua rishayin maskeroysa b'shniya. Yeah. Now, so that's a locha, what? Metama b'shvu, it's metama for 1 week with these two simonim. Now, v'lo machok and akosa, why is the pasuk called two different, like negoyim? Loyma comes to teach us, shame and starfim zem zeh, that you have to have a shear to make a tumas negoyim. So if you have half of a shear of one, half of the other one, it's no good. Rashi says what? Say it love and of soyin in posha, if it spreads, for like kinetak shesimen tumasa b'seitzov, a simen nesak is there if this hair turns gold like. But here it's a simen if it's white and it spreads. So that's not community. You have to have these two simonim. Yes, Amor says what? The lema shem starfim zem zeh. So Rashi says shem starfim leshir nega kigris. The size of a nega has to be the size of a gris, like a bean. Chatsi pull, half the size of a pull. Shemola boy chatsi gris machmas chaim maka. Let's say half of a gris of your skin turns red because of the heat of the maka, not because of the fire. And another chatsi gris right next to it turns red because of the burning of the fire. So lochra is an damn starf. Like this, that's the chiddush, that these two negoyim and am starf, to give it a shame, you have a gris. Because otherwise it would have been tamei. But now that each one is a separate halacha, you only have a chatsi shear of each one, so you're not tamei. V'tanya, the Gemara says now, eizah shchin v'eizah michve, what's called a shchin? And shchin means the body became hot because it got hit. And what's called the michve that was burnt because of the fire? It says like this, loka b'eit b'evin, if you got hit from a stick or from a stone, the gefes means you hit min yoder b'psalish alzaisim, the bare part of the olives, and that's very hot, v'nichmen, it burns you. So it says what? So you get hit b'gefes or b'chamei tveria, or you get hit with chamei tveria, that hot water is a tveria, or the chol dover shloi bo mach mesor. Anything, even though it burns you, but it's not hot because of fire, all that's only called the shchin. It's not called the michve. Lasui comes to include eva mi'ikroi. That eva means what? The lime, you take the lead you take out of the earth. The hot lead, even though it's hot, but since it's not heat from fire, it's only from the ground itself, that's not called negoyim michve. That's all called the shchin. Zeh shchin. Skit, anytime your body became hot, not because of fire, but only because she got hit, or something else that heated it up, that makes a shchin. V'yezehu michve, what's called the neg of a michve, that means michve, if you got burnt, big achelos with coals, beremets, also a coal. Yeah, all different type of coals. Yeah. Besid, lime, Reseach means hot lime that was heated up from the fire. Begafsis Reseach, also something that was heated up from the fire. Or the chol dover bo mach mesor, anything that's heated up from the fire. Lasi comes to include chamior, if you had boiling hot water that comes out of the hot water kettle. If that goes on your skin and burns you and that makes a makah there, zui michva, that's called the shchin of a michva. So that's the chilik between a michva and a shchin. Now, the Tani will learn like this. Shchin or michva. If you have a shchin and a michva, it depends. Im shchin koidim le michva. If first you had a shchin, first something banged there, and that made it red hot, and then something burned you, so locher is botol michva sa shchin. You go boss to the second one, that now it has tumas michva on it. Since the second thing that happened to this spot was it was burnt, you go boss to the second one. What about the opposite? Well, let's say vi michva kodemus le shchin. Let's say first you got burnt, and then you got hit, and that should be a shchin. So bota shchin as a michva. You go bota the second one that has too much shchin now, it's not called a michva. And nafkamina is that the two are not in style for the shear. So that's the lochis. So the question over here is, if you took a red hot piece of metal, so when it hits you, two things happens. First of all, it gives you a heat, a bang, you get hot because of the bang. And secondly, you get hot because of the heat of the fire. So the Hocha B'Gemara says, Hechidomi, what's the case by us? Kegoin de heavy day chatzi gris shkin mikoro. That this person had already chatzi gris, half of the size of a bean, half of the shear of a shkin. That means he was banged before, and because of that bang, a shkin came on the skin there. And now what happened was, v'libein shvud, he took the spit and made it red hot, v'ikaboy, and he hit himself there. V'nofek bechatzi gris achar. And now another chatzi gris, that together you have the size of a gris, the size of a bean there. So Shalom, what's the locha mai? Chavot kodim, do we say first it's still like you got hit? So first was the shin. V'yosei havola, and then second is the heat burnt you. Senu bi umavato leile chavoto, that the heat is mevatol the bang. Vevele shin umichve, it's called, the first one was a shin, and the second one now is a michve. And it's so v'loi mitzdarfen, you don't have a tumas negoyim, you now mitzdarfen too. Or do we maybe know? Havola kodim, here when you got hit with this red hot spit, maybe we considered it as if you got burnt first. So first was the heat of the burn. V'yosei chavot, and then the second was you got hit. V'yosei chavot mevatol el havola. So the hit, the heat that became because you got hit, that's mevatol, the first burning. Therefore, v'hevelei shchin, it has a loch of a shchin here. If so, then v'hevelei shchin u'shchin u'mitzarif. It's like you have a shchin and a shchin together. It's mitzarif. So that's our shayla. In case we get hit with the red hot piece of metal, how do we look at it? Is if he got hit first and then burnt, or burnt first and then hit, is it called a shchin or a michva? That's our shayla. So Moshe says, Toshma, come in here. The Yom Rav Zeira Mashmuel, Li Bein Sakin, if somebody, that was first halacha, if you made a knife red hot, Veshochat, when you made a shchita with it, so as Zeira said on Mashmuel, shchita asa ksheira. The shchita is a good shchita. Why? Chiduda koidum livuna, that first the knife cuts the simonim, and then later first burns it. So Alma, what do we see? That chavota koidim, that first the hit comes, like first the knife cuts, and then it gets burnt. Scories have it right our case also. It's considered first you got banged, and then you got burnt. So if so, should have a loch of a michve. And then if you have a shkin first, and then this, it should not be mitzvah of the two. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you here, chidud shani. Maybe by a knife that's so sharp, here it's different. When you cut with a knife, here we consider the sharpness hits you, cuts first before it burns. If you just get banged with a piece of metal, red hot metal, maybe you get burnt before you get banged, so there's no proof. Toshma, I'll bring another proof. It says, libin shvud. Let's say you made a shvud, a spit, a piece of metal, red hot. Vika boy, and you hit somebody. So nidun boy mishun michvaseish. It says clearly, it has a loch of michvaseish. Salma said clearly from here, that chavota kodim, that first it seemed like you got banged, so first was the shchin, and then you got burnt, so you go boss of the second, the burning, so it says clearly, it has loch of burning a second. So Mora says, no, hosam nami, still maybe here it's different, hosam nami, de bazuya mivraz tainu chidud. Here we take a shavud, a spit, that's also like a spear. So that, like, when that, like, you stab it in, so the stabbing it in, maybe that's like a chidud, that's like cutting it. Rashi says, the bazuya mabazes shlehikul b'koich. He didn't hit it with his strength. Elodokru, he just stabbed it. V'yen chan chavot is not called really banging. Elohevo, the main thing is the heat. So it could be, let's try the cloud, there's no bang. There's only heat. Avalikol, but maybe we hit somebody where there's a bang and burning, maybe there it's different. So again, you have no proof. The spit could also be different. But the spit has a point to it. So it's the point that went in. So that's not so much of a makkah, that's more like only get burnt. If you take a solid piece of metal and stomp bang you, but you get a real good clap, a good bang, so it could be maybe that's a suffix, which one comes first, the bang or the heat, that you wouldn't have a proof for. Yeah. Nothing more says, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Sakin Shlavodis Kechovim, we have a knife that has a loch of Avodah Zorah on it. Either means, Rashi says Shlavodis Kechovim means, Shemesham Shembo Korbonis Shlavodis Kechovim, that the goyim or a Jew used this knife to shech the korban l'avodah zara, and therefore the knife is also banor. If we say in the Gemara Nasechta Avodah Zarah, or the tavdan is called a mekaymis, that means bekelim shenishtam shalvasachovim. If you have a kli that they used it to worship Avodah Zarah with, so it's also banor. So kids, if you have a knife that they used to worship Avodah Zarah with, to make a shechita with Avodah Zarah, so it's also banor. So Rabbi Bavu says a chiddush that muta lishchet bo, a Jew is allowed to take it and make a shechita with it. You could shecht an animal with it. But we also lachtech bo boso. But if you have meat already, you're not allowed to cut the meat. That's also. I will also lachtech bo boso. You can't stop cut meat with it. So he's mazben now. Muta lishchet bo, the reason why he says you're allowed to make a shechita with this knife, even though the knife is also bano, because mekalkal hu. By you making a shechita, you be mekalkal, like you're killing the animal. Rashi says, "V'yainzu anor." It's not called like having anor from the knife. Shebechayeh hoy demem rubim, because when the animal was alive, it was worth more than after shechita. So therefore, because Rashi says when it's alive, it's oimid legimul dvorim legadol ulavolodos lecharisho lachila. It's oimid to have kids to work with, to eat with. So therefore, it's better off when it's alive. So if you shecht it, it's called a kilkul, and therefore it's mutter. Even though the meister are getting a heter out of it, but ikke stamshus of shchita we call this called a kilkul. But we also lachtech babosa, you're not allowed to cut the piece of meat you have in your house with this knife, because mesakanu, that's being mesakan the knife, and that's called having hanor from yisur hanor, that's also. Namishwa toysias, toysias kash, avagad the serif perk el dvorim, bepsochim, mechay linyin shabbos, if you shecht on shabbos yichayiv, kabi shechim shabbos bechutz. Yeah, mishum tikkun kol du. So he says, because over there, lemaisi would be misakan the animal a little bit, like you're taking off the yisurev in a chai. So shani shabbos rashi toy says the meleches machshevas also teira. The chivun sheish tikkun purta lemaisi you are be misaki fixing a little bit. That's called the meleches machshevas. Therefore yichayiv. Ma shenkein fahano. It has to be that you're having more enjoyment than the kukul. And here we say now that the kilkul is more than the tikkun. So therefore, if we call it hanor, it's not called you have enjoyment from it. But is the malacha called the malacha? Yes, because the ma'aseh has some type of a tikkun is done to it. That's called the malacha. Yeah. So that's one malacha. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, pomim sometimes shashochet also. Sometimes even also to shecht an animal with this knife that's also banor. In a case where the animal is a mesukin to die anyway, therefore there's no use in keeping it alive. Otherwise, you want to shecht it fast to have a head to teeth to meat. So then the shechita is a complete tikkun. That's called you having hano enjoyment from the knife. Then it's also. Or mechatech muten. Sometimes you let it cut the meat with this knife. Be atme. In the case of atme means it's a nice choshev piece of meat. The kayomim lekurbano. That it's oimid now to bring it the way it is in front of, Rashi says, Biat b'dikayim l'korbano, nachtum toivim, you have nice pieces of meat. And it's cut that way to serve or to send to a present, it's a good piece of meat. So if you're going to cut it now, you're going to ruin that nice piece of meat. So then it's mutter to cut the meat with this knife. Again, there's no hanor, it's called the kilkul, it's greater than the tikkun. So that's called the atmir, a piece of meat, the kaim of the kurbana. That right now it's cut nice to give her a present. For at the gemara of a tapek le mishum shanunis, the yisura, for any way it should be also the cut with this knife. If you use this knife to shecht l'avoyde zoro, so it's also bano, and also there's fats of the avoyde zoro on the knife. So b'chal, it's also to cut the knife with it. The Rashi speaks of a tapek le yaf, agav devim, even his last case, where it's been mekalkol, still it should be also to cut your meat with it. Because of the fat that's on the knife, the nivla shenivla besakim, like the fat is nivla blue inside the sakin, inside the knife. So Rashi is mashma, not only the fat that's on the outside of the knife, but the fat goes inside the knife. And when you cut a piece of meat now, the fat comes out from the knife into the meat. So even though you're not having hanor from this cutting, still it should be yosal tisuri hanor. Alvius the treifus shaboy, this is shemunus shaboy. So Marin says, in the case talking about Bichadosha, it's a new knife. Rashi said that they didn't cut with